Hello everyone, it's your IELTS tutor Jack, and welcome back to another episode of the IELTS Plus English podcast. Today's topic is cities. So I think this is something I can talk about. I live in a city, I live in Seoul, South Korea, and I've had a lot of experience here and in other cities around the world. So I'm looking forward to today's topic. Don't forget, today's free materials, the cities handout, is available on my website, www.jacks-english.com, or the Naver Cafe, if you're in Korea, Yongguk Yongo, Jack's English. You can find that on Naver, and everything is available there. Not only today's handout, but all of the previous episodes as well. We are now on episode 8. So let's start with a question one, part one of the IELTS speaking exam. Do you like the city you live? Sorry, let me start again. Do you like the city you are living in now? Yes, I like the city I'm living in now. I live in Seoul, South Korea. It's a busy city. There's a lot to do. I think the thing that stands out to me most about this city is that it is 24 hours, 7 days a week. It never stops. You can really experience the hustle and bustle of the city down where I am now, which is called Gangnam. And yeah, it's a really energetic city. Okay, let's go to the next one. Another part one. Do you prefer the city or the countryside? Although I enjoy living in Seoul, I'm definitely more of a country boy. I much prefer living in the countryside. The reason I prefer living in the countryside is I like the peace and tranquility. I also love nature. Sometimes I like just being in nature, listening to the sounds of the birds and the insects and smelling the flowers. It's just a wonderful place to be. I feel much calmer, so I definitely prefer the countryside. Okay, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling warmed up. Those were good length of answers. They weren't too long. Sometimes I go a little bit too long on part one, but I think those were good. So as always, let's do a part two. I think it's always good to put a part two in there. It really challenges me. So 2 minutes are on the clock already. And today's question is, describe an interesting town or city in your country that visitors might enjoy. So before I answer, I am going to talk about England. I do live in Korea. I could talk about Korea, but I'm going to talk about England because I want to introduce something to you. So I haven't prepared, but 2 minutes starts now. I'd like to tell you about a city in England called Bath. When I was young, I went to this place called Bath, and it's in kind of the southwest of England, west-southwest of England. And I went there without knowing much about it, and I was really struck by the architecture and the beautiful buildings and the layout and kind of the harmony between city and countryside. So let me tell you a little more about Bath. Firstly, although I think it is officially a city, it's a very small city. The reason it's a city officially is because it has a cathedral, which is obviously a very large church, and that officially makes it a city. But as I said, it's very small. It's quite touristic. There are some areas of the city that definitely attract tourism. There's some good tours of the city. There's a nice bus ride you can take around the city. So it definitely attracts tourists. And the reason for that is it's a Roman city. It has a lot of Roman remains. It has the Roman baths, which is why it's called Bath, B-A-T-H. Because it's not a big city, it doesn't have that kind of hustle and bustle. It doesn't have the high-rise buildings. It's just the central area. There's a shopping district. And then you've got the suburbs, which are just small houses around the outside. I personally love Bath because it, although it's a city, it kind of keeps, as I said before, the balance of nature and the city, and it's quiet and just a pleasant place. Okay, at that point, that's where the examiner would probably interrupt me, and then perhaps he or she would give me a follow-up question, maybe asking about a little more about Bath. There could be a number of follow-up questions they could ask if they wanted to. Good, and I think nothing really to say about that. I did manage to get a few key vocabulary and expressions. I'm doing better with that today. Let's see if I can get a few more in to the part three. So part three questions now. I'm aiming for around a minute per answer. That's what I always have in my mind. So if you're taking the IELTS exam, keep in your mind, a minute for part three answers is a good thing to aim for. So why do some people prefer to live in a city? That's easy for me to answer because I have a lot of friends who prefer to live in the city. The main reason they say to me is convenience. When you live in the city, there are so many shops nearby. There's good transportation system. You don't even have to take transport in order to get to shops, coffee shops, restaurants, that kind of thing. And also, it seems that a really important thing for some people is the quick access to things like hospitals, doctors, dentists, that kind of thing. So that's definitely the number one reason I hear for living in the city. For me personally, I disagree. I actually much prefer living in the countryside. Good. Let's do another part three question. What are some of the challenges facing towns and cities? I think the main challenge, certainly where I live in Korea, is getting the balance between the development of the city while balancing it with nature or access to nature. It's very easy to develop and spread and you know, make all of these high-rise buildings, big flats. It seems very easy to do that, and that's what traditionally cities have done. But it's also really important for the life of people that live in cities to make sure there's enough parks, just trees along the side of the roads or little courtyards. I think London does this very well, but where I live now, Seoul, it doesn't do very well. But I do think they're trying to move in that direction. Just to give you an insight into my thinking with that question, what are some of the challenges facing towns and cities? Nothing really came to my mind. It was quite a difficult one. So when that happens, I always just try to think about where I am now. Like what can I see out of my window? Or what comes to my mind about Seoul, which is where I live? And my biggest complaint is the lack of nature, the lack of parks. So it made it quite easy to answer, actually. So I think I'm going to wrap it up there. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. I did use a lot of today's vocabulary and expressions. I think with these ones, if you're talking about cities, you can use a lot of them. But as I said before, be picky. Don't try to use everything. Use the ones you like. Remember, you can get access to this materials, to these vocabulary expressions at www.jacks-english.com. So please check it out and come and say hello to me. Or of course, if you're on YouTube, hit that like button and say hello to me in the comments and give me your answers as well, because I love to check them and maybe I can give you some good feedback. Okay, I hope you have a wonderful week and I will see you next week with episode 9. Goodbye.